I don't know if you've ever had a setback, but David did. In Psalm 60, he wrote about an experience. It would seem from 2 Samuel chapter 8, which is recording the experience, he was successful. Joab fought well, but somewhere there had been a setback. And while they were extending their territory, they had setbacks. David did not always record the negatives, and often we don't record them either. David Brainerd died young. He was a missionary to the Delaware Indians. His diary is famous, but one thing he never recorded was his expulsion from a university. The Egyptian and Assyrian histories rarely include their defeats. And why should we emphasize our failures or lack of achievements anyway? David put it like this in verse 2 of the psalm. You have caused the land to quake. You have torn it open. Repair the cracks in it, for it is tottering. A lack of success sometimes makes us think, am I on the right track? Am I determined to carry on? And is this really a worthwhile task? Or is there something that I am doing that is wrong? It's always good to ask ourselves questions. Job got thinking when he was ill. The defeat at Ai made Joshua examine the people. The fishing disciples caught nothing all night and then were ready for an alternative strategy from Jesus. In verse 3, he sums it up. You have made your people suffer hard things. You have given us wine to drink that made us reel. But there is a recovery from setbacks. He says in verse 4, you have set a banner for those who fear you, to rally to it out of bowshot. God will give us a place where we can retreat and regroup. Jeremiah had similar to say in chapter 4 and verse 6, raise a standard towards Zion, flee for safety, do not delay. With God, often the way forward is to go back to where we started, back to the original message, to the original ambition we had for God. We must get out of the range of the devil's darts. Moses, Paul, and Elijah all went on retreats. Jesus said to the disciples, come away and have a time of rest. The British Army have had major retreats down through history, such as Dunkirk, but have gone on to be victorious. Don't worry about a setback. God has it all under control. God has a mission statement. Often companies have too. The Coca-Cola Corporation has a mission statement to refresh the world, to inspire moments of optimism and happiness, to create value and make a difference. And then McDonald's has one too. Our mission is to be our customers' favorite place and way to eat and drink. Israel, with David at its head, had an objective in mind. It was first local victory, then national victory, then international, and finally they took the almost impregnable city of Edom, 3,700 feet above sea level. David was building a kingdom, a country that had the law of God and the revelation from God to guide them through 1,000 years of turmoil. Yet, there was a greater mission that David had. It was to have a central place of worship for the Lord with songs, songsters, and musicians where all could come to worship. It was not an afterthought. It was part of his overall desire for Israel as a nation. If Moses brought the system of sacrifices, David was to bring the music. David had a mission statement. It was, let's have a worshipping world. When Jesus said to his disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, beginning at Jerusalem, then Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world, you see, Jesus had the mission statement, let's win the world. And we too must seek to win the world for Jesus. Amen.